Welcome to Cross to Light. Cross to Light has been organized for the purpose of helping people cross from darkness to light by hearing the gospel message. We are a ministry fully committed and dedicated to getting out the gospel of Jesus Christ by the power of His might. And now, here's today's message.
Then the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole garrison. They clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they struck him on the head with a reed, and they spat on him, and bowing the knee, they worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off of him, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to be crucified. Why did Jesus Christ have to be crucified on the cross? Why did Jesus Christ have to go through what he went through on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago? The Bible says he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of God the Father. See, the Bible tells us that all of us have become slaves to our sins. It says, "Don't you know to whom you present yourself slaves to obey? You're slaves to whom you obey. Either sin leading to death, or obedience leading to righteousness." Have you ever noticed that maybe sometimes you say, "I'm going to stop this behavior. I'm no longer going to drink this alcohol anymore." But the next week you drink it again. And you make promises to your friends. You make promises to your wife. And maybe you've told your boss, "This is it. It's not going to happen again." But you can't seem to stop. The Bible says, "Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed." If you're wrapped up into a behavior where you can't stop, maybe you're involved in looking at different things on the internet, and you say, "You know what, this is it, I'm not going to do it anymore." But you can't stop. We become slaves. The Bible says, "My eyes are ever towards the Lord, and He's the only one that can pluck my feet from the net." Jesus Christ came to deliver us from this evil age. The Bible tells us that all of us have sinned. And that sin, when we invite that sin into our life and choose to disobey God and to sin, we become ensnared in that sin. The Bible says the law of the Spirit of Christ Jesus is the only thing that can set me free from the law of sin and death. It doesn't matter how hard you try to change on the outside. God's going to change you from the inside. The only one that can give you a whole new start on life is Jesus Christ. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creation. All things pass away, and all things become new. Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. The Bible says some of us have been taken captive by him to do his will, the enemy. He's called the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. In the book of Peter, it says the devil, your adversary, walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And some of you have been taken captive by him to do his will. And the only way that you're going to be set free from that lifestyle, the only way that you're going to be set free from sin and death, is through Jesus Christ. Because whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. The Bible tells us that all of us have sinned. Each and every one of us. Are you trapped in that type of lifestyle? Do you think that that's actually who you've become, that you can't get out of it, you've tried? over and over and over again. You've tried in your own strength. The Bible says it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by His Spirit, saith the Lord. Until you invite Jesus Christ into your life, you will not be set free from that sin. Jesus Christ is the only one that can set you free. Maybe you're involved in some type of lifestyle that's contrary to the Word of God, but you think you have fellowship with God. The Bible says that if we walk in darkness and say that we have fellowship with God, we lie and do not practice the truth. Have you deceived yourself to thinking that you're right with God, but when you're still living in this type of lifestyle? Maybe you think that maybe God doesn't see. The Bible says that if we regard iniquity in our heart, that God will not hear us. Maybe you're wondering why you feel so distant from God. Our sins and iniquities will separate us from God. But Jesus Christ came into the world to die on the cross to bring us back into a relationship with God the Father. You see, when God created Adam and Eve and He put them in the Garden of Eden, the first two human beings, He gave them all the fruits and all the vegetables and everything they needed to eat. And it said God walked with them in the cool of the garden. And God was involved in their life. See, God created them for His own pleasure, and God walked with them. But what happened was, God said, from all these trees you may eat freely, but from the one tree that's in the center of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, He says, the day that you eat of that, you shall surely die. The Bible says that the fruit on that tree was more attractive than any other fruit. Just as sin is attractive. The Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season, but the end thereof is death. And through a series of events, they disobeyed God and they ate from that tree. The minute they ate from that tree, the Bible says, by one man sin entered the world and death by sin. So death spread to all men, for all have sinned. The minute they ate from that tree, the Bible tells us that there was a wall that went up between a holy God and sinful man. And that's why when Jesus came, He says, I have come to preach to you who are afar off, and I have come to break down that middle wall of separation. Sin will always separate us from God. In the book of Isaiah, God says, is my hand short that I cannot touch you? No. Is my ear heavy that I cannot hear you? No. But your sins have separated me from you. You are separated from God in your sin. And if we die in our sin, we'll be separated from God for all eternity into a place called hell. See, there's only two places that we go when we die. One place is a place called heaven. The Apostle Paul, who wrote the majority of the New Testament, he was caught up into this place called heaven. He said he heard things and he saw things that were so incredible that it would have been a crime to write it down in the pages of Scripture. The Bible says, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, or even entered into the hearts of man, the things that the Lord has prepared for those who love Him. Jesus is preparing that place. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare that place for you. No more tears, and no more sorrows. But then there's another place, a place called hell. The Bible says, it describes this place as the most terrible place you could ever imagine. It's a place of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth and pain and suffering and sorrow and regret and shame and condemnation. It's a place where the fire is not quenched and the worm dieth not. It's a place of outer darkness, complete separation from what is good, complete separation from God. It's called hell. And see, God has no choice. He did not create hell for man. He created it for the devil and his angels. But he has no choice. The wages of sin is death. One sin is enough to separate you from God for all eternity. All of us have sinned. All of us have violated God's commandments. The Bible says, thou shalt not lie. Maybe you're involved in some type of relationship with somebody and you're constantly lying and lying and lying about where you've been or where you're going. All of us have lied. The Bible says, thou shalt not steal. It seems now in our society that stealing, it just everybody does it. Our workplace, constantly hearing about news stories and flashes on the TV screen about executives being lying and stealing from the corporate level. Just because everyone does it doesn't mean it's okay. God's morals and God's standards do not change. In the book of Malachi, he says, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. One sin is enough to separate you from God. The Bible says, thou shalt not commit adultery. But Jesus says that if we've looked with lust in our heart, that we've already committed adultery. Because God looks at the heart. Man looks at the outside, but God looks at the heart. And there will be a day when God will judge the secrets of your hearts. Friend, God loves you. And he sent his son into the world to pay the penalty on the cross for your sin. All of us have sinned. Whoever the son sets free is free indeed. Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the only one who can set you free. Maybe you think that over and over, maybe you've been involved in alcoholism and you come from a line in your family, everybody drinks. Your grandfather and your great-grandfather, everybody was an alcoholic. And you think that that's who you are. Well, I want you to know today you can be set free from that sin. The Bible says the law of the Spirit of Christ Jesus can set me free from the law of sin and death. If you'll open up your heart and you'll receive Jesus Christ into your life, the Bible says, what fellowship does darkness have with light? If you go into a room and you turn on the light, what happens to the darkness? It flees. And when Jesus is the light of the world. And if you invite the light of the world, the Spirit of God, into your life, the darkness will flee, and you can be a new creation in Christ. Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. You can be a new creation. He says that he will restore to you the years the swarming locusts have eaten. Is your life completely destroyed? Maybe you have children that you haven't seen in a long time, and maybe you just can't seem to hold a job, and you can't seem to just be set free from the things that are holding you down, the alcoholism and the pornography, all the different things that maybe these things have put a net around you, and you want to be set free, and you've tried to be set free, but now you're getting weak and you're giving up. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus Christ can set you free. I've seen it over and over and over again. People that think that maybe they're going to have to live that type of life forever and ever, but they open up their heart. and they invite the light of the world into their life, and they're set free. Jesus Christ loves you, and he came to deliver you from this present evil age. But you have to come to him. You have to come to Jesus. He's not going to force himself on you. Jesus knows everything about you, friend. And he loves you with an everlasting love. He wants to set you free. He wants to give you this new life in Christ Jesus. He says he knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. He has good works as he ordained for you, a good life before the foundations of the world, and he wants you to walk in them. But you've got to turn from your way and turn towards God and start on this new path of life. Jesus is calling you, friend. As an ambassador of Christ, as though God were pleading through me to you, I implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled. Reconciled to God. And it's God, it's Christ Jesus in me. And he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. Will you come to Jesus Christ? Jesus has broken down that middle wall of separation. And he's come to preach to you who are afar off. Jesus says, I did not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Will you humble yourself before God and admit that you need help? Will you call on the only name? At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father. Will you confess him as your Lord and Savior? The Bible says whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Bible says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You see, when they put Jesus Christ on the cross and they crucified him, then they put him in the grave, and they thought it was over. But God raised him from the dead, and that same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead will set you free from the power of sin and death. It'll raise you out of your old life and into the new life. You can be set free today. He'll deliver you from the power of Satan to God. From the power of darkness and into his marvelous light. The Bible says there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ wants to give you a whole new start, but you have to come to him. You have to come to him, friend. The Bible says we're saved by grace through faith that is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't earn it. You can't work to do it. The last thing Jesus said when he was on the cross is, "It is finished." What is finished? The redemption of man's souls. He has paid the price. You were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was that Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And when he died on the cross, he paid the penalty in full for all of your sin. He took your punishment on the cross. The Bible says God made him who knew no sin to become sin for you, that you might become the righteousness of God in him. He transfers all of your sin onto the cross and his righteousness into your account. So when God will look at you, he won't see your sin. He sees his son who took the punishment for you. And you can come into a personal relationship. That wall can be broken down. That wall of separation can be broken down. And you can come into a loving relationship with God like he originally intended it back in the Garden of Eden. And the way you have that relationship is you start to read the Word of God, not leaning on your own understanding, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And the Word will become a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And then he'll mark out that straight path for your feet, and you can stick to that path, and you can start down this new road of life. And at the end of that road will be Jesus Christ with his arms open, and he'll say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Friend, I want to pray for you. God loves you with an everlasting love, and he's taken your punishment on the cross to set you free from the power of sin. Whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. But you need to come to him. You're saved by grace through faith. It's a gift of God. And if I'm handing you that gift, all you need to do is receive it as your own. The Bible says, "To as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become children of God." Let me pray for you. God knows your heart. He knows everything about you. Just say this prayer. God knows your heart, friend. Just say, "Lord Jesus, I know that I have sinned against you. And I'm asking you now to come into my life to set me free from the power of sin. I turn from my sin now and I turn towards you. And now I want to serve you with all of my heart, all of my soul, and all of my strength." Amen.
I lift my eyes up unto the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from Maker of heaven, Creator of the earth. Oh, how I need you, Lord. You are my only hope. You're my only prayer.
If you've just received Jesus Christ into your life, or if you've made a recommitment, feel free to call 888-41-CROSS. Or give us a call if there's anything on your mind. We want to pray for you. We're excited about the decision you've made and would like you to call us with any of your needs. 888-41-CROSS or 888-412-7677. Once again, 888-412-7677. If you've become a Christian today by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there are four things that you can do to help your travel down the road of faith. Imagine a car with four tires. It's critical that you have sufficient air in all four of your tires in order to move forward. Consider that the first tire is reading the Bible, the Word of God. That's how God speaks to you. The second tire is prayer. That's how you speak to God. In other words, you're engaging in a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The third tire is fellowship. That means you need to find a Bible-teaching church where you can be encouraged and built up, where you can pray with other Christians and for one another. The fourth and final tire is sharing your faith. Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Sharing your faith is important because it allows God to use you for His purposes. If you've made the decision to follow Jesus and would like us to send you a Bible, you can contact us at 888-41-CROSS. That's 888-412-7677. Or you may write to us at Cross to Light, P.O. Box 945, Fairview, Tennessee 37062. You can also hear this message online at crosstolight.com. Cross to Light has been organized for the purpose of helping people cross from darkness to light by hearing the gospel message.